My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, are the scammers on the lives of the rich and famous? And is Davin causing problems at home for them? Listen and enjoy.
Thought it would, be fun because her Facebook page has been a topic of so much interest, the one I'm on and the one I'm not on.
Right.
It might be fun to see some of the things that were posted on the one I am on.
Okay.
And over the page was created on December 15th, 2012.
Oh.
That's when that page just for me was. That's when she shed the Agnes skin and created the Belinda page just for me when she was trying to woo me.
Yes.
With the pictures of her and the daughter and the I love you, Dab, and the good stuff. Good
the
time.
Good days.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were having problems in December of 2012. And December 18th, 2012, she wrote, "There will be no more living for me if you can't be with me. That will be the end of my life." These were good times.
Wow. That was pretty dedicated, you know.
That was good times.
Yeah.
I like when a woman feels that way about me.
Destitute and suicidal?
Yes.
Yes.
I feel that's at my strongest. I'll show you a little juxtaposition, though. On May 7th of 2013, I posted to her wall because we were having problems.
Right.
"I still believe that when you and I are together, nothing is too much for us to overcome. I hope you still feel the same about us." And then I attached one of those little poem-type, meme-type things.
I was going to say, is it a Hallmark card?
"The couples that are meant to be are the ones who go through everything that's designed to tear them apart and come out even stronger."
Touching.
Those were tough times.
Yeah.
Touching.
They were tough times. I had to try to woo her back.
Mm. Yes.
And that was May 7th of 2013. So we'll jump ahead to May 24th, 2013. Things are rough for the kids.
Yeah, they are.
It's just not...
It's not looking helpful.
It's not. So we'll continue. And a very special...
I reached home from school for this.
Joe, we're going to need you to do a slower instrumental for the Davin's Den theme song.
Yeah.
"What did you have to tell me yesterday?" This is her. "It's either you are telling me or not. Let me know before I delete this account."
Wow.
This is her.
Hardballing you.
Exactly. It's like, really, lady? Man. Whatever.
That's what you want to say. Really? Really? Really?
I go, "What? Belinda, you do not love me. You've never loved me. This was clearly a money grab. I see it now." She goes, "Then I guess we are done here. I see."
So the guy kills me out of the blood. Cut to the chase.
Yeah.
"Well, I guess we're done here then."
I guess, yep. "I see you think very lowly of me, and that is also clear to me now." She goes, as she continues, "I think it is better for us to part ways." I go, "I do not think lowly of you until you turned into this. I don't even know what, but it was not the girl I spent hours talking to. That is fine. Clearly this is not, quote, fruitful for you." Remember last week?
Yes.
"You said it was really fruitful. What did you mean you thought I was different than the others?" And silence, because she didn't respond for a while.
Uh-oh.
She goes, "Forget about that." Typical scammer.
Yeah.
"Forget about that. I think it's clear now. Anytime I needed your help, you have a way of finding excuses, and clearly you don't have any intentions of helping me. That is fine, but I will be glad if you had the decency to tell me rather than go around in circles. Don't you hate when people aren't up front?"
"Put your intentions on the table."
I hate when we just don't lay our cards on the table.
Oh, it's awful. "You lied to me, Mr. Davin."
I'm not Mr. Davin here.
No, I know, but I mean, it's just like, you fake Davin, you lied to me.
And that's you to her, correct?
No.
No, that
that's
was her
to you.
To
yeah.
Him. I know.
He got some pair of balls, Mac.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah.
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 You got some pair. Yeah, you know, I'm surprised you didn't slip. Look, Mac, you got some pair of balls.
It's like, what? Time out. You got some pair of balls to say that. Okay, time in.
Time out. Not for
But I love you.
Not for nothing. You got some pair of balls, dude.
Yeah, it's like you're playing a game when you're a kid.
Yeah, time out. Yeah, yeah. Reality. You know, dude, all right.
It's like, really?
Not for nothing. I know we're both writing a show here.
Really, come on, dude. Look at the notes.
Yeah.
Well, this is how I played it. "I tried to help you. I lost my goddamn lawyer trying to help you."
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you fake did.
I certainly faked it. I'm having a really rough time with things and never asked you for anything other than to be there for me. Yet with you, if I can't magically pay your bills for you, then I am a piece of crap. You forget all the times when you needed somebody to talk or to make you laugh or smile, how I would always try and do that for you. I push aside all my pain and problems and try for you. But if there's no money in your hands, then you leave.
Ouch.
Now, here's an interesting thing, which I don't recall if I was thinking about at the time. But I've just pretty much told him, go, listen, dude. I was talking to your girl all the time. When she was depressed, it was me making her feel better.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's like, yeah, when you needed a shoulder to cry on, I was there. More than you even know. I mean, as you know how often.
You know, he's got, because he probably doesn't know that.
No, he's like, wait, what?
But you know, like in bed, like at night.
She's screaming my name?
But no. But, you know.
Yeah. Fake Davin, fake Davin.
Boy, what a.
Exactly like that.
Or a fake orgasm.
But you know that they're in bed, you know.
From the back.
They're in a hut, you know, and they get in the bed.
They're in the hut. They live in an apartment.
All right,
a
apartment.
Shanty, if you will.
A shanty. I love the. Really? So you upgraded them to a shanty. Wow, Robin Leach. Holy cow.
With all the fake gold bars you sent them, yes.
And here we have shit in the corner of the shanty.
We go into the scammer shanty, where they lie and corrupt everyone.
Here we have the latest model of a BlackBerry. Yeah. Money's bit down, business is not good.
They're still sleeping on rushes on the floor, but they have the latest technology.
But you know, at night, it's like they're sitting in bed. Boy, what a day. Yeah, we bullshit a lot of people. Yeah, stupid Davin there. You know, I told him to go to hell. But I got a question for you. Yeah. He was saying some things about, like, how you kind of was saying things and he made you. I never said that. Really? Then why did you write? You know?
Yeah. So why did he say that?
I think I might have caused a problem.
Right.
You're welcome. Yeah. I think there's a very distinct possibility that happened on some level.
Because you know, like, well, I didn't say anything to Willie Says that you try to make him. You know, I, you know, work my ass off lying to people, and you know, you and you're with him. You know, do you have a thing for him? No, he's just a mar. Really? I don't believe it. I looked at some of the notes. Because stupid planted the seed over here, you know.
Tom says, all this conversation is missing is some Midol, a box of bonbons, and a Lifetime Man-Hater movie of the week.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.